Hello, is this Simone Hill?
It is.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. Yes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Well, then I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Yes, African American.
African American. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me your age?
Yes, 30.
Sorry?
Yes, I'm 30.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
I'm going to give you a 7.
7. Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I would say more important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
What more?
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have voted in the previous years, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I would say a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Is that like a in between, or is it just one or the other?
Sorry?
Is there like a in between, or is it just
The options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? I'm going to read them for you, and you let me know if you think that one's important or you can hear the rest, okay? Okay, the first one is creating more jobs and raising wages. Then we have lowering the cost of passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, or reducing crime? Which ones, you can choose two, which ones do you think are the most important?
I would choose two.
Yeah, you can choose two of them.
What was the very first one?
It was creating more jobs and raising wages.
Okay, if I had to choose, lowering the cost of food.
The healthcare and prescription drugs?
Is that the one where you're lowering the cost of food?
Sorry?
One of those you said was lowering the cost of food.
It's lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription of drugs. That one?
That one. Hold on.
Okay. And the other one? Hello.
I'm so sorry. I had a phone call.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Do
you want me to read them again?
And no, I remember the one. The healthcare one, and I think my other. What can I choose for? It is. For, like, personal, like, is this me personally, or this is just for, like,
It's whatever you feel like is the most important.
Well, I will say student debt because I'm affected by that.
Which one?
The student debt.
Okay. Yeah, that one's important. Thank you. For the next one, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold towards them, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So I'm going to give you some names, and you can give me a number from 0 to 100, or if you don't know who they are, you can just let me know. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Seventy-five.
Okay. What about Tim Scott?
Who is that?
Never heard of him?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's okay. What about, in general, the Republicans in Congress?
I give them a 25.
And what about the Democrats in Congress?
We can do better. So I would say, like, maybe a 75.
What about Joe Biden?
75.
And Jill Stein?
Fifty.
And Donald Trump?
0.
And what about Kamala Harris?
I give her 75.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Probably Biden.
Okay. And did you happen to see the debate between... Yes?
I see some of it. Not all of it, but some of it.
Okay. So yes, some or only a little?
Only a little bit. I didn't watch the full debate. I was at work.
Okay. Okay.
But I did catch it.
And what did you see during the debate? And what you saw during the debate made you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
Is there an in between?
The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
Okay. And can you give me like a brief description of what you heard of him that makes you more likely to support him?
I think the portion that I caught was in reference to he was saying that he thinks that we should focus on keeping, like, Medicare and, like, security for, you know, the elderly and not, you know, I guess cutting the cost. I feel like that is very important because I deal with, like, healthcare. I'm in the healthcare field, and I talk to patients, like, every day. And, you know.
Really?
Some of them are on a fixed income and they're still struggling. So I feel like that's a big thing. So I was listening to him talk about that, and that's like the only question I caught because I was like a family at work. So that was, you know, something that I thought was.
Yeah, it has like a lot of influence, right? Because I'm studying medicine as well, and like, you just feel different towards things like that.
Yeah, it does, because when you talk to the patient and they're literally having the portion out basically $2,000 or, you know, whatever amount for a whole month. And it's just like, you know. So, yeah, I have a soft spot for that. So, yeah, I caught that for that portion of the debate. I didn't get the whole entire debate. So.
Okay. It's still a good question. It's still a good answer. Sorry. Thank you. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much less likely, less likely, and only because
okay.
Serious when it comes to the debate.
Yeah, and can you like give me another brief explanation as to why it makes you less likely to support him?
It's not even just the debate; it's just the overall election itself. I just don't feel like he's really giving really answers to anything. Honestly, it just seemed like a joke this year. If that makes sense,
read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? And you can choose two of them. The first one is Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, and the rising crime and violence.
Rising crime and violence. And what was the second one after the Donald Trump?
It was the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Okay, so that'll be my second one.
Okay, thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with the issues. So the options are Biden as much better, Biden as somewhat better, Trump as somewhat better, and Trump as much better. And I'm going to read you the options now, and you tell me which one you think would deal with the issues better. So the first one is implementing common sense gun reforms that help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people?
Biden, somewhat much better.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Biden, somewhat much better.
Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Biden. Much better.
Okay. Securing our borders?
I'm going to have to say Trump, somewhat.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry?
Can you repeat that one? Sorry.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden, somewhat much better.
Okay. Somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay. And bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription and drugs?
Biden.
Okay. Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference? Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of the 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Fair? What did you say?
Oh, fair.
And is it very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Okay, thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of the 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's no more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is it very often? Often?
Very often, every day.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose two. The options are YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or X, Facebook, or others.
Twitter or X, Facebook.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What was the option?
It's nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all?
About half.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No? What about your parents?
No.
And you? Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And the last one is, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do.
Okay. That's it then. Thank you very much for participating.
You're welcome, and thank you for being so sweet.
Thank you, you too. Have a nice day.